awake to a brand new life around the bend.
Dear Diary, we're all here at Camp Catawba to pick up Jonathan, who's a little homesick. On our way up, we learned something very strange. Angela and Tony each had their first kiss at a place near here called Kissing Rock.
Wait a minute, I may be way off on this, but you gotta admit the stories do sound alike. I mean, the moon and the rock and...
Then, this afternoon, Tony and Angela disappeared from camp.
Angela, I found it. I found it.
Anthony and Ingrid.
Ingrid? Ingrid?
Well, wasn't us.
Yeah.
And that's when our old friend Fate stepped in, drawing the two of them together.
It's not like I'm holed up in a small motel in a thunderstorm with Ingrid. I mean, hey, if I was with Ingrid, there might be trouble. No, Ing, come here, baby.
Tony? I'm Ingrid.
I know something's going on. I just wish I knew what.
Tony? Are you ready?
For what? What do we got, dinner reservations?
I'm coming out now.
I'm coming out a little bit myself here. Come on, Angela, I'm just kidding. I'm come on out here. Come on. Come on. Whoa. So that's what they mean by a fitted sheet.
Yes. Well, here we are. All undressed and no place to go.
What are you doing?
Well, I thought I'd tie one corner of the bedspread up here and then we could... tie the other one maybe down here, and then we'd both have a little privacy, like in It Happened One Night.
Oh, that's great, Claudette. But come on, that was in the 30s.
Tony, privacy never goes out of style.
Angela, look, come on. If you're worried about you and me and, you know, that kiss was a long time ago. I mean, that was then and this is now.
Right. This is now, and that was then.
Right. So, I mean, we were just two hot-blooded kids then. But we're adults now, right? So we'll just relax. We'll have some fun. Not too much fun. We'll watch TV.
It's a good idea.
Angela, we got it made. They got cable
here. Oh, great. Oh, this won't be so bad. I love those old movies or the ballet.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Perhaps a foreign film with subtitles.
I love subtitles. My favorite. I don't think we need subtitles for this, huh? Well, so much for TV. See, over here?
Yes.
Jonathan, your mother's safe at the Hidden Hollow Motel, room 12. Samantha, your father's safe at the Hidden Hollow Motel, room 12. Do you notice what I notice?
Yeah, you're losing your hair.
All right, campers. Tomorrow morning there's a nature hike at 10. You better wear your long pants because there's lots of bugs and frogs and crawly things.
Boy, that Wormser is a total geek.
Yeah, what a squid.
Let's show her she's dead. Yeah!
Boys, I am ashamed of you. I expected better things of you. We've got to nail that geek. Yeah.
Let's try to think of something that'll drive him up the wall, but won't leave any scars.
Well, there goes my idea. Wait a minute. He hates slimy things, Jonathan.
You know, Tony, it is amazing how little there is to do in a motel when you don't want to watch TV.
Push-ups?
Room service.
Didn't mean to interrupt anything here.
You're not.
I thought I'd turn down the beds, but I see you're already wearing yours. Oh, by the way, I thought you might like some dinner.
Oh, thank you.
But we didn't have any. So I brought you some pajamas.
Oh.
And I brought you some socks.
Oh, how thoughtful.
Don't lose the jammies. They're the only pair I've got.
Oh, won't you be needing them?
No. I sleep buck naked.
Well, let's change.
Tony!
What? All right. I'll flip you for the top.
Cute.
Okay, which bed you want, the east wing or the west wing?
I'll take this one.
Okay.
Knock, knock. If you need me, I'll be in my room changing.
Good night, Angela. What?
Nothing.
Angela! That sounded like something.
Well, I was just thinking about that night at Kissing Rock, and you thought you were so cool, and you had sweaty palms.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll tell you something. I cut my lip on your braces.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It was worth it.
Well, good night.
Good night, Angela.
What?
Nothing.
Tony, you are just doing that to get even.
You're right. but no, really, I did just remember something, you know? I was thinking about that night at Kissing Rock, how terrific you smelled. I mean, that was some great perfume you were wearing that night.
Tony, that wasn't perfume. It was insect repellent.
You ought to wear it more often.
Tony, that is so sweet. Do you know that my husband could never remember our anniversary, and you remember the 20 years ago I wore bug off?
That's the kind of guy I am.
You know, always wondered about that boy. You know, who he was and if he ever thought about me.
Oh, yeah, he did. Well, I mean, I did. I used to wonder how your teeth turned out. And now I know they turned out terrific.
Thank you. Well, I guess it's getting late. I better go back to my room.
Maybe you better. I'll help you.
Good night, Tony.
Good night, Angela.
Did you touch that sheet?
Of course I didn't.
Well, you know what Mother would say, that there's some great force pulling us together.
Only force at work in this room is gravity.
Got it.
You do have to admit, though, that it's quite a coincidence that I would end up working for Ingrid.
Ingrid. Kind of silly of me to lie about my name.
Yeah, well, don't feel so bad. If it makes you feel any better, I told a little white lie that night myself.
Oh?
Well, I knew you were 13, and I didn't know, you know, I thought maybe you wouldn't go out with me if you knew. Well, if you knew that.
If I knew what?
How much older you were than me.
Older? How much older? How old were you?
I was 11.
My first grown-up kiss was with an 11-year-old?
Hey, wait a minute. I didn't hear you complaining that night.
You hung in for 57 seconds.
Were you counting?
Angela, was I counting? What kind of guy you think I am? Wouldn't that be a little insensitive of me?
Well,
Bruce Weinberg had to stop watching the bushes. Get a big kick out of this, Angela. You see, and this, you know, it's funny. This is what I think is the basic difference between boys and girls, you know. You went back to your bunk and told all your girlfriends how romantic it was. And I went back to my bunk and collected my bet.
That is the most disgusting thing I have ever heard of.
Look, you didn't get a kick out of it?
Tony, you took an innocent memory of two lovely children and turned it into something shabby and tawdry and stinky.
Angela, I mean, don't you think you're overreacting a little bit here?
No, I am not overreacting. I thought of you as a man with sensitivity, not a womanizer and a stopwatcher.
Oh, come on, Angela, we were 13. Well, I was 11.
This conversation is over. I'm going to bed.
Want me to hang up the sheet again?
We don't need it. There's a wall between us that goes beyond sheets. You dirty, rotten...
Oh, come on, Angela. I said I was sorry. Lighten up.
It's not you. It's the dumb ceiling. It's leaking on me.
Oh, you're kidding. Well, can I help?
What are you going to do? Time the drips? Oh, the...
It's about 5 seconds, Angela.
Grandma Barker felt when her boys came back from a job. Come on, gang.
We're back.
Well, tell us all about it. And don't leave out the disgusting parts, huh?
He put frogs in Murmy's bed.
Oh, right.
And he put a humongous snake in his footlocker.
Right, Bauer. You're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're really sneaky and rotten.
Thank you.
Well, it runs in the family.
Thanks, Angela. I'd have never pieced that one together without you.
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah. I think I broke the fall with my head.
Oh, wait. I'll get your damn cloth.
Sam.
Is that better?
Yes, Angela. But the bump's on the other side.
Doing with this?
Tony, I'm sorry if I overreacted about kissing Rock. It's just that it was very special to me.
It's very special to me too, Angela.
To you, it was just a bet.
It's not why I carved your name into Rock. I mean, hey, the money's gone, but your name's still there.
Well, not your name, Ingrid's. Well, I guess I'll hit the chair and try not to hit the floor. You, okay.
Tony?
Let's see. Yeah.
It's all right. You can sleep here.
You can sleep there?
Right. Right, because nothing's going to happen, and because we're both adults, and because...
Because things are pretty good between us the way they are.
Right. Although, things could probably be good between us the way they aren't.
They'd be great.
Yes, they would.
But it would not be the same, and I'm not willing to risk losing what we got.
Right. So we don't need any sheets between us. We'll just get into this bed.
I got a headache anyway.
I'm sorry. I had a mistake.
Good night, Tony.
Good night, Angela.
I am a guest here. How did I draw latrine duty?
What do you expect, Mona? Worms are made out the duty roster.
Oh? Well, then I don't feel so bad about putting saran wrap over his toilet bowl. Here we go, Cinderella. Right, what have you two been up to?
Hmm? Oh, well, Tony carved the name of the girl that he kissed at Kissing Rock, and so we went there.
Yeah.
Oh?
I carved him.
And, was it you two?
Well, to tell you the truth, Mona, it was me and Ingrid. Right, Angela?
Right, Tony.
Oh, my God!
Hey,
sweetheart! Please, Mom, not in front
with the guys.
Ooh. I'm sorry, honey. Fella.
Hey, wait. Champ, where are you going? You know, we're going to be cutting out of here in about an hour.
I'm staying here. Bye, Mom. See ya.
What happened to I miss my mommy?
Mona, I got a feeling something went on here last night that we're not aware of.
I get the same feeling about you two.
Come on, Mona, let's pack them up and move them out.
Okay. Ingrid?
Well, that was some night.
Yeah, it was. And I learned something very important about myself, Angela. And I made a great monk.